Welcome to In the Middle with You, a podcast where we invite you into the day-to-day of our middle school community. I'm Gaia Altschuler, the social-emotional counselor at the middle school, and I am here with Tammy Cuckoo, our vice principal, who's going to start us off with some community updates.
All right, In the Middle with You community. We have some fun things happen that were a little different.
That's because we do fun.
Exactly.
We are fun.
And this fun also gave us an opportunity to look at the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Mm-hmm.
Jade, can you tell us a little bit?
There ain't nobody know. This is good.
No, I'm gonna go back.
This has to stay. This stays in the podcast.
Okay.
Because Mrs. Jade Cuckoo just called me Jade.
That is his name.
There is nobody know who Jade is. So let's address that.
Okay.
Who's Jade?
Jade is our spiritual life director.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you know what that title means either.
No.
But he mentors and disciples our young people.
I guess I'm the Bible guy, kind of like a campus pastor guy.
He is the Bible guy.
The Bible guy.
AKA Mr. Mo.
Mr. Mo, also known as Jade, took a group of students down to the Ronald Reagan Library and they saw the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Yes, that is a big deal. And for those of you listening that don't know what the Dead Sea Scrolls are, they are probably the most, one of, if not the most significant find in the 20th century. There was a young man who found a bunch of ancient scrolls near the Dead Sea. Come to find out, they found every book of the Old Testament.
Wow.
Except for the book of Esther, but we have copies of that too from a later time. And when they dated them, they dated to about 100 to 200 BC. So they were found in 1947. So what happened was the argument that we can't trust the Bible because it's been written by men and changed over time, come to find out, that's just not true. The scribes did their job over thousands of years, and the Bible that was written, that Jesus read himself, and it was in the New Testament being written after and about his life, is consistent and reliable. And so we got to go see some of those ancient artifacts. And the kids did a great job. They were in tune. They asked a lot of questions. And it was very enlightening for everyone. It was cool.
Awesome. You know, fun fact, I don't know why I thought this, but when you told me about the exhibit, I was really excited.
Yes,
and
you were.
I was thinking, man, the Dead Sea Scrolls, they're going to be huge. And that's so ridiculous. Like, how would they carry them around? How would they see them? And Mr. Weston was like, yeah, they're like a normal piece of paper size. I said, oh, interesting.
In fact, they're even smaller sometimes. They're fragments.
Exactly.
Here's one cool thing. There's many cool things. I know we're limited time, but I'll share this. There is one scroll that the kids got to see. It's written in ancient Hebrew. But throughout this particular text, it's a psalm. You see a very different, it looks like an italicized version of the writing. And the kids are like, what is that? I was like, great question. That is what is called Paleo Hebrew or Paleo Aramaic. And it's the oldest version of the written name of God. We would say it is Yahweh. And the kids got to see the most ancient inscription of God's name.
That's impressive. That's awesome. Thank
you.
In our community, we have a couple other things that have not affected life at the same rate as the Dead Sea Scrolls, but are important. We have Candygrams as we're getting close to February, and just want to remind you to have your students purchase those, and they can write fun, cool, kind things to their friends or their teachers with those Candygrams. Those are sold at break and at lunch.
I will tell you, we had a group of amazing young ladies give an announcement in chapel here recently.
That was a highlight.
That was a highlight. They did a great job of setting the tone, what these were about, put some comedy in it, some seriousness in it. It was a good balance of, you know, all around just goodness.
We do have some good students here. We do. We do.
We're a fan.
Yep. And last but not least, we are still doing our gift card drive for fire relief victims. So if you have a gift card, especially to places like Target and grocery stores, places like that, it would be awesome if you want to drop a gift card off at the front desk, throw it in the box, and we will make sure that we get those to families in need. Okay, Now, as February approaches, and I don't know about you guys, but I'm really looking forward to February this year in ways that I've never looked forward to February.
It's like a new year.
It's just because a lot of things have happened. And we are going to start the year off right in February in 2025. Mm-hmm. And we're going to start with 40 days of prayer. And
yes, we are.
We've done this before, but I want you to tell us a little bit about that, Mr. Moe. What are the 40 days of prayer?
Well, you know, at Oaks Christian, we do things with excellence, right? Mm-hmm. We try to be distinct. Mm-hmm. So a few years ago, there's this wave that started running through mostly Protestant churches, 21 days of prayer. Mm-hmm. Amazing. There's a lot of churches around the country doing this. And we did it a few years ago here at the school, and it was awesome, where we dedicated time to be in prayer for 21 days as a community. But, you know, that was great. Daniel, a prophet in the Old Testament, did 21 days. But we keep our eyes on Jesus, and he did 40 days.
He did.
So last year, we decided to do 40 days of prayer to kick off the new year, and it was such a hit that we added not only 40 days of praying as a community, but we kind of did a form of a fasting, not necessarily food, but some kind of spiritual discipline, removing something that may have a stronghold on our life, like maybe a little too much social media or phone or something like that.
Yeah.
And then we add a spiritual discipline of maybe a more committed, devoted time of prayer, or maybe just some spiritual conversations around the dinner table at night, whatever that is. So that is going to be it. We're going to launch that. We're going to have it in the newsletters. We're going to have it on social media. It's going to kick off when we get back from, in March, when we get back from our winter break, what we call ski week, I guess.
Yep.
And so it's going to be school-wide, middle school, high school, elementary school. We're all going to be in this time of prayer for 40 days with various themes and some exercises. And the last thing I'll say on this, and this was a big hit last year, at the middle school on Wednesdays during lunch, both lunches, for that 40 days, we will be doing a time of prayer, and there'll be prayer cards. We're going to ask students to submit prayers to our prayer box.
Right.
They did last year. It was amazing. And we have students and faculty and staff that just show up at lunch, and we pray
that
over those needs. And it was really fruitful and impactful for our community. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do it again.
And we don't want you, our audience, to miss out on this.
No.
Because it's an opportunity for your family to experience God in ways that they haven't before all together. So what are some simple practices you could give some of our parents that they could put in place with their student that just kind of reinforce what we're already doing during the day?
That's great. So in the past, we had done this kind of just as a new year thing. This is going to center around the season of Lent.
Okay.
So anybody that is familiar with Lent, it's going to coincide with that this year.
Okay.
For those that aren't familiar with Lent, it's 40 days leading up to the crucifixion and resurrection of Christ we call Easter.
Right.
So some practical things that you can do. First off, have discussions with your kids. Mm. Ask them, hey, how's it going in Bible? Hey, what was talked about in chapel this week?
Right.
Hey, what's going on that you're learning about, you know, the Bible and, you know, spiritual things at school? And just start to dig into those conversations. That's just a great thing to do to be intentional about. But for just your own sake or together as a family with what we're doing, maybe get up 15 minutes earlier and open up either a book of the Bible. We're going to be giving some resources on that at a later time, or maybe a devotion. You can pick up devotional books. You can even go online and type in devotions and find things that you just kind of bend your mind to the things of God.
Right.
As a devotion, a time of prayer, maybe some worship music, just contemplation. 15 minutes in the morning, maybe be intentional how you close your day. I love calling this after action reviews. I'm a military guy, but at the end of the night, my wife and I will just reflect on, hey, what were the highlights of the day? What were the challenges of the day?
Mm.
What would we like to invite the Lord into to help us with tomorrow? So we close the day with our thoughts on how on the Lord and and what we're asking him to help us with in the coming day as we go into rest and then rise to take on the world again the next day. So those are just some really quick things that hopefully can be awesome. Good ideas for you guys listening.
And maybe, just maybe, we might provide a small devotional mm-hmm. on our parent page.
Yes.
Maybe like a daily bread, mm-hmm. super simple. It's a verse of the day, a word of the day. And we're going to work on that. We're going to work on doing that. Jade gave us some great things. So Gaia, what's our call to action this week?
So this week, I really want to highlight what Mr. Mo shared. I think two things can be our takeaway for this week. The first one is talk to your kids about what they're learning spiritually at school. Be curious with them. Ask them about Bible. Ask them about chapel. They get excited to learn these things, and it's just really encouraging when they want to come home and share what they've learned, and it reinforces what they're learning. So bring that into the home through your curiousness. And then the second one, I loved what Jade shared about how you start and end your day. So maybe there's some bookend routines you can add into your day, whether it's waking up early, reading scripture, listening to worship music, reflecting with a spouse or your student. Those are just really great ways to bookend your day, and that can change the way you start the next day. So that's our call to action for the week.
And what is our verse of the week?
And our verse of the week is Jeremiah 29, 12 through 13, in light of starting 40 days of prayer. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart.
All right. And we will see you next week
on
In the Middle with you.